Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. With the new year upon us, there's no better time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and I hope entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
On the line with us, Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. Check out the Ross Tucker Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, Ross, are you in our city?
Yeah, I mean, I guess technically I'm out by the airport, but I'm in the general vicinity, yes.
All right. Hey, you're in the D. Where are you going to go eat?
You know what? I'm out at the airport, so I actually had dinner last night with a friend out here.
You come to town and you have a better friend than the teammate you played with. I did not get that phone call. I must have missed it.
Oh, that's a good point, John. You know what? Last time I tried to hang out with you, you either ghosted me or you said you couldn't. So I didn't want to get rejected again. My heart couldn't take it.
Yes, we know how sensitive you are. So tonight's game, let's dive right into it because this is a must-win for the Lions. What's the biggest thing you're going to be looking for the Lions?
Ooh, man, there's a lot there. The Cowboys are kind of fascinating to me. I can't remember another team like this that basically got like six new starters on one side of the ball midway through the season. So when they came back from the bye week, okay, they had the trade deadline and then the bye week. So not only did they trade for linebacker Logan Wilson and D-tackle Quinnen Williams, but they got both safeties, Malik Hooker and Donovan Wilson, back from IR. They got DeMarvian Overshown. He came back from injury. And then their rookie, second-round pick, who had been on PUP, Siobhan Revell, came back. They got injected six starters of reinforcements in the middle of the season. I've just never seen that before. And they're playing much, much better on defense as a result. I would say, you know, one of the key matchups, one of several that unfortunately don't appear to be in the Lions' favor for you guys, would be the Cowboys' D-tackle rotation right now might be the best in the NFL with Kenny Clark, Odighizuwa, and obviously Quinnen Williams going against a Lions interior trio that, you know, those guys have been banged up. Those guys have been moving them around. You know, it's obviously Frank tried to come back, wasn't able to. So that has not been the strength of the Lions offensive line is the interior trio. Now they're going against these monster D tackles for the Cowboys. Then when the Cowboys have the ball, I mean, their receivers are awesome, you know, and obviously the Lions have also had issues at corner, and they've had injuries at corner, and now Terrion Arnold goes on IR. It feels like where the Cowboys are really strong, yep, is where the Lions are weak or have become weaker because of injuries.
No doubt about it. It's what's got everybody concerned on our phones and our texts today. Yet at the same time, Ross, you and I both host sports betting podcasts. The Cowboys are an incredibly public dog this week, and the book has held it at 3. I don't think it's going to get under 3. Why the confidence in the Lions from the book installing them as a favorite? Because it doesn't feel like anybody expects them to win locally.
I am not sure about that. In fact, you know, I have a real, as you said, a really popular betting podcast called the Even Money Betting Podcast, and I'll just be honest with you guys, I took the Cowboys in the points. You know, I mean, I would say at best, it feels like 50-50 that the game could go either way with the momentum that the Cowboys have and with the Lions kind of being up and down. And then even if the Lions do win, feels like it's a close game, could be by a point or two, even if it's by 3. Last I checked, the line was 3. So even if it's by 3, it's a push. I am surprised by the betting line. I think the only things I can say about that would be it is a home game for Detroit, which does make a difference. It's not even a short week, though. You know, they both got a full week. So it's not like you can say, oh, they're playing a home on a short week. No, it's a regular week. I also think there's a lot out there, obviously, about what the Lions have been able to do. They've won 14 straight following a loss. They've alternated wins and losses their last eight games. And I think people probably looked at it and said, yeah, they lost to the Packers, but that was really just fourth down variance, right? I mean, the Packers were 3-for-3 in critical fourth downs. The Lions were 0-for-2. I think the Lions are, what, 0-for-7 on fourth down in their last three games.
Yes.
I really think professional sports bettors look at those things and say, that is going to have regression of the mean. That's not going to continue. I'm not going to be talking with you guys 4 weeks from now saying, can you believe the Lions are 0-for-22 on fourth down? Like, that's not a thing, right?
I sure hope not.
I think that the belief is all of those trends, all those numbers, that they'll start to go the Lions' way a little bit. And also, you know, the Cowboys have won these games, but they were losing 21-0 to the Eagles. You know, the Chiefs game really could have gone either way. So I think there's also, and obviously people really felt like the Cowboys benefited from the officiating in that game. So there's also a thought that, hey, there's a lot of things that have been going the Cowboys' way lately. There's a lot of things that have been going against the Lions. And I think they're kind of expecting those trends to stop.
All right, so I want you to put your game plan hat on. And with Clark Williams and Odigwuzuwa in the middle there, that defensive tackle rotation that they've got, if that's where the Lions are going to continue to struggle, how does the offense generate not just explosive plays, but how do they sustain drives? How do they put points on the board?
Well, two things. One is would be in pass pro, everything's got to be a mic protection. I wouldn't want to see them sliding a lot, going out to the will. I want those three for two inside, right? I want those three guys just trying to keep the firmness of the pocket. What does that mean? That means there's no help for Taylor Decker and Penei Sewell. And, you know, Taylor's been up and down. Micah kind of had him in a blender on a few plays, which I don't blame him. I mean, John, you know what kind of player I was. I wouldn't have been able to block Micah that one time. I have no idea how anybody does. It's like the craziest thing, but
oh, I know you would have cut him.
What's that?
I know you would have cut him.
I would have tried. You know what? They're gonna have to have Decker and Sewell win their one-on-one matchups. That's gonna have to happen. I have no inside information on this. I do not expect Amon-Ra St. Brown to play. I mean, you have an injury, you don't come back into the game. And he gets 10 days after this one for the last four-game stretch. And I know all the numbers about they need to win this game. Listen, if they win the last four games and they're 11-6, they're going to make the playoffs. So I think maybe they would think we'd rather have Amon-Ra for those last four games healthy rather than trying to have him gimping around out there tonight. But I could be wrong. You know, sometimes they like to use him as a decoy. I would think in the run game, though, they need to win on the perimeter. And the issue there is, I think they're down like their first three tight ends.
Yes.
You know? So I don't know how you win on the perimeter. I don't think they're going to have a lot of success running it up inside. So they need to have the best blocking game of the year by the receivers, by whoever's playing tight end, and by Skipper when he's out there. They need to be able to get the edge for Gibbs and let him run in the perimeter, because I don't think he's going to be able to do a lot of damage between the tackles.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday you'll hear us and see us chatting with big name celebrities.
And every Monday you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Flip it on the other side of the ball. You mentioned, hey, Pickens, Lamb, that's a problem for every team, let alone a Lions secondary that's all banged up and missing some dudes. it just puts a spotlight on Aiden Hutchinson, right? Like, the Lions are going to need a little more from him in the front in general if they're going to pull this off.
Well, I agree with that. But, you know, the other guys have to win. You know, I mean, watching Thanksgiving, I thought Aleem McNeil had some good rushes, and I thought it was interesting how often they had him at end, and he was just bull rushing the tackles who aren't used to going against, you know, bigger bodies like McNeil. But, you know, Aiden's getting a lot of attention, and that comes with it. That's part of the deal. I get that. But they really need, you know, some of these other guys, Davenport or whoever. These other guys need to win their one-on-ones. I mean, it's super hard. I was not a great player, but I never got beat one time when I had help or I knew where my help was. To me, that's like totally unacceptable. I stunk one-on-one, but I always knew where my help was. So Aiden shouldn't be able to beat the double teams. He shouldn't be. Now, he's got to win when he does have those rare one-on-ones, but they need some of these other guys to step up. You know, Muhammad and McNeil and Davenport, those guys have to win.
He's Ross Tucker. Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Check out the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. It's on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Ross, enjoy the city of Detroit tonight.
I will. I can't wait. Love Ford Field. Can't wait to see it. I expect it to be absolutely rocking. There's not going to be a lot of Cowboys fans there, are there?
No, there shouldn't be. And I'll just give you a tip. When you get downtown and you get a chance to get something, stop by and get a Coney dog, whether it's national
Coney
or it's
dog.
A,
okay.
Yeah, get yourself a Coney
oh, yeah.
dog. Yeah, yeah.
I can do that. I had, what did I have last night? I had a Bell's Two Hearted.
All right.
And then I also had this New Orthodox, India Pale Ale B43. It's a Michigan beer. I don't know where in Michigan, but it was delicious. So shout out to them for that grapefruit IPA I had last night.
We got a good beer scene here, Ross. Enjoy it. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, bud.
See you guys.
It's 97.1.
Hey, this is John Rothstein, the host of Inside College Basketball Now, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, reminding you that our show is going to ramp up over the next 2 months. That's because we're counting down to Selection Sunday and March Madness. We will be coming to you each and every week with multiple episodes featuring exclusive interviews with the biggest and best names in the sport. It's the all-you-can-eat buffet for college basketball junkies everywhere.
Follow and listen to Inside College Basketball Now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.